So, we find reference to these Garuda Dhammas for the bhikkhus, and then, in at least three instances, we also find reference equally to the Garuda Dhammas for the, both the bhikkhus and the bhikkhunis. Having seen this, my theory is that this is the earliest form of the Buddhist monastic discipline that we have record of. In the Mahavagga, the Garuda Dhamma category is generally spoken about just like that, just generally. It means as a weighty offense, as a heavy offense, as something never to be transgressed in one's life, and it's processed very, very similarly to Sangha Disesa. There is one reference to six Garuda Dhammas, and there is one reference to eight. Not connected with the bhikkhuni specifically. In general, Ajahn Tinisara's work also sheds a little bit of interesting light, or there's an interesting connected point related to the bhikkhus giving ovada to the bhikkhuni sangha. In Ajahn Tinisara's translation in English, he translates from the Pali, a bhikkhu who has a Sangha Disesa offense, according to the commentary, not yet cleared, according to another commentary, ever in his life, may not give the ovada to the bhikkhunis, or, as Ajahn Tinisara translated it, may not exhort the bhikkhunis in the Garuda Dhammas. If we look at this in the Pali text, we find a bhikkhu, literally, a bhikkhu who has commit a Garuda Dhamma may not instruct the bhikkhunis in the Garuda Dhammas. This, if we look at the early Sangha, in this light, in light of these historical circumstances, makes perfect sense. Nothing to do with gender. Nothing heavy in terms of anything punitive to women or any kind of seniority or anything like that. Nothing at all. Just if the teacher has committed this offense, and in one commentary, ever in their life, or it means a weighty offense, yes, maybe they wouldn't be respected to give teaching in it, or at least according to another commentary, if it hasn't been cleared by the Sangha yet. They have not yet been rehabilitated by the Sangha during that time, that is, while they still have that heavy offense upon them, they may not teach the bhikkhunis on this subject. They may not instruct the bhikkhunis. We wouldn't think that they, actually, if we look more deeply, then we find that they're not able to instruct the bhikkhus at that time either. It's completely equal and fair. So surprising to me to discover this. So then, for Ajahn Tinisara's translation, the way that we find it in English really enforces the previous views about this subject. That is, on one hand, the scholastic view that for the bhikkhus, the Garuda Dhammas became the Sangha Disesa category. But in fact, the scholastic view is that it became the category for both, probably, for both the bhikkhus and the bhikkhunis, as we both have Sangha Disesa category, don't we? Yeah. So on the one hand, then Garuda Dhamma is translated as Sangha Disesa, but then on the other hand, in the second half of this sentence, as a bhikkhu with a Sangha Disesa offense may not give instruction to the bhikkhunis on the Garuda Dhammas, we think that means the Sangha Disesa bhikkhu cannot talk to the bhikkhunis about these eight rules that we have. And this is where it becomes like it's correct somehow, but also completely, the picture that it gives is completely incorrect. I think if we look at it truly, the meaning is a bhikkhu with a heavy offense may not give instruction in that training to the bhikkhus or the bhikkhunis. so for making it into a lovely presentation like this with all of the page numbers and all of the Pali references and you know, with nice pictures even. That has not been done yet. Actually, this sickness was only 2 months, only actually 1 month, completed 1 month before leaving for India, which is 1 month then before coming here. So I haven't had much of a chance to lay it out. But I tried to start speaking to people about it right away, because it seemed, for me at least, seeing and understanding this, to dispel the weight. Like this morning when the sun came up and just through the fog, and the fog just vanished. Very much like that. It's like it opens and clears up the whole thing. It has been truly, as Garu means heavy and serious and weighty, it has been heavy and serious and weighty. Yes? And so much kind of suffering and struggling and negativity around this subject.